here with 200 High Street every Wednesday at 12 p.m. And our guest today is Victoria Puglia. Victoria, how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. And so your theme for today, you were a little hesitant in coming up with the title, but it's Viva España. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because... Well, as I was thinking what to do, since Christmas and New Year's and everything is coming up, I was thinking about how with my family, we'd always kind of watch TV at night and there's always just performances, a lot of Spanish songs. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking I could play some of those today.
Okay, wonderful. So getting in the seasonal spirit.
Yeah.
All right. So the first song you're playing is Como Yo Te Amo by Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll play that right now.
Yo te amo, como yo te amo, convéncete, convéncete. Nadie te amará como yo te amo. Como yo te amo, olvídate, olvídate. Nadie te amará, nadie te amará, nadie, porque yo te amo con la fuerza de los mares,
yo
te amo con el ímpetu del viento,
yo
te amo en la distancia y en el tiempo,
yo
te amo con mi alma y con mi carne,
yo
te amo como el niño a su mañana,
yo
te amo como el hombre a su recuerdo,
yo
te amo puro grito y en silencio,
yo
te amo de una forma sobrehumana,
yo
te amo en la alegría y en el llanto,
yo
te amo en el peligro y en la calma,
yo
te amo cuando gritas, cuando callas. Yo te amo, como yo te amo, convéncete, convéncete, nadie te amará, que como yo te amo. Como yo te amo, olvídate, olvídate, nadie te amará, nadie te amará, nadie, porque yo te amo con la fuerza de los mares,
yo
te amo con el ímpetu del viento,
yo
te amo en la distancia y en el tiempo,
yo
te amo con mi alma y con mi carne,
yo
te amo como el niño a su mañana,
yo
te amo como el hombre a su recuerdo,
yo
te amo puro grito y en silencio,
yo
te amo de una forma sobrehumana,
yo
te amo en la alegría y en el llanto,
yo
te amo en el peligro y en la calma,
yo
te amo cuando gritas, cuando callas, te amo tanto, yo te amo tanto, yo. Yo te amo con la fuerza de los. ímpetu del viento. Yo te amo en la distancia y en el tiempo. Yo te amo con mi alma y con mi carne. Yo te amo como el niño a su mañana. Yo te amo como el hombre a su recuerdo. Yo te amo a puro grito y en silencio. Yo te amo de una forma sobrehumana. Yo te amo en la alegría y en el llanto. Yo te amo en el peligro y en la...
And we're back with 200 High Street. So we were kidding before that that song sounded a little bit like a Spanish version of Andrea Bocelli.
That was a very older, more classic Spanish song.
And Victoria told us that her brother texted her while it was playing and said, do you actually listen to this music?
That one I played for my mom.
Oh, that's sweet. So Victoria, so you have been living in McKelvey now for just this semester,
yeah.
Right? And you've been a wonderful member of the house. But you're leaving us for to go to on study abroad.
Yeah.
Lots of people in the house are very upset.
Yeah.
And outside of the house.
I'm teasing. But it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. So first, in January, you're going to be in India. And what's that trip for?
This is just some study abroad website that I found. And it looked... I've wanted to go to India for a while because I used to work with a charity in high school that was centered in India, and we did a lot for them. And so I'm excited to just go see the country. Mm-hmm. So it's a course on contemporary India. It's for 3 weeks.
And where are you going to be?
In
located?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
And then we have 6 days of just kind of touring as well. Jaipur, Agra, and Delhi. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And then directly from there. So you said you're going to go, right now you're going to go to Holland for like 7 days, like a week practically.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be in Barcelona with your family.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be only there for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then India.
Yeah.
And then from India, do you go directly to Uganda?
No, I have like about a week at home. My mom wanted me to rest, and I think it's a good idea.
She's right.
Yeah. And then I'm going to Uganda.
So, and how will you fly to Uganda?
I'm going via Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so much excitement.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It'll be...
Yeah. Are you planning to keep a journal or a blog, or when you travel, what do you usually do, and what do you have any special plans for these couple of months?
I usually journal for myself just to keep everything kind of collected, and also any kind of lecture notes or conversations that I have, I like to write them down so I remember everything. But I think what I want to do also, just to be able to kind of stay in touch with my family and my friends, and if I can't always be kind of texting, I'm either thinking of starting a blog just as a way of kind of updating every so often, or otherwise I really like photos, so I was thinking of maybe doing an Instagram page just devoted to this, and so I can post photos and like caption them every day, and kind of a photo a day or something to represent what I'm doing.
Yeah, I like both of those ideas.
We'll see.
It probably depends on how much time you're going to have.
Yeah.
If it ends up that you feel like you have enough time, a blog would be wonderful. If you don't have the time, Instagram is a little easier.
So I'll just take it day by day and see, like, maybe start both and then see which one feels better and works better and everything.
And then in Uganda, what are you going to be doing exactly?
It's like 4-ish months, and it's a development studies program. You learn about community health, community development, and also just like general theories of development and what works, what doesn't. And it's a comparative analysis with Rwanda, so you also go to Rwanda for like a week and a half, and you look at how they've moved forward in very different ways, because they both had civil wars, but they played out very differently,
right,
and had very different effects on the country. So you look at that, and then the final month is just your own independent research.
Kind
of pick your own topic, and you can do whatever you want with that, with the resources there. And that's why I picked Uganda, because I'm involved with Refugee Action here, and they have very unique refugee camps there, and I really want to start doing research and learning about the refugee process from the other side of the world, if that makes sense.
And are you an international affairs major?
Yeah.
Okay.
And something else, but I don't know.
It changes every day. History. Global history. No, just kidding. All right, great. So tell me about the next song we're going to play.
Okay, so the next song is Corazón Partido from Alejandro Sanz. And it's just I don't know. I also listened to this one with my mom. And also, with my friends when I go home, they always make me listen to Spanish music because they feel like I'm losing.
You're missing out.
Yeah, and I'm losing my Spanishness. So.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. When I like, I have songs later on that my friends always make me play. Well, play for me, and they're like, "This is what's in right now," because I can't keep up.
A re-education in the culture you grew up in.
Exactly. It's
complicated sometimes to be a person, like a woman of the world, right?
But when you listen to it, it's nice because then it's like I really do remember, like, oh, I lived in Spain and stuff. It like really brings you back.
Yeah, music is wonderful that way. Yeah. Okay, so Corazón Partido by Alejandro Sanz.
Y viene y que no se detiene, qué sé yo. Pero miénteme aunque sea, dime que algo queda entre nosotros dos, que en tu habitación nunca sale el sol. No existe el tiempo ni el dolor. Llévame si quieres a perder a ningún destino sin ningún porqué. Sigue aquel dolor por creer en ti que fue de la ilusión y de lo bello que es vivir. ¿Para qué me curaste cuando estaba herido si hoy me dejas de nuevo el corazón partido? Thank you.
And we're, I'm really loud in these headphones. Sorry. And we're back with 200 High Street with Victoria. I'm Ben Gordon filling in for Rachel Kashgarian in the interview. So what was that last song? It was Alejandro Sanz?
Yeah, it's, well, we were just talking about how it kind of sounds very, well, you said it, very European, I guess. It's very, I don't know, when you think of like Spanish music, Greek music, Italian music, that's kind of like what just comes to your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's enjoyable just to listen to. I wouldn't say I listen to these every day, at least the ones I've played so far, but like they're still Spanish music, mm-hmm. in essence.
And you moved from Spain when you were in eighth grade, you said?
Yeah, so I was in eighth grade, and then I really wanted to move, actually. Like, I was kind of tired of being in the same place, and had we not moved, I would have probably done a year abroad in the U.S. just because I wanted to change. But then we moved, and I was excited about it, but then when it actually happened, I was very sad about it. But then you kind of get used to like the new school and the new life and everything.
And you spent 4 years in the Holland.
Yeah. And I don't know, I remember when my dad told us, we were like, what is the Netherlands? We were, because he'd always travel there for business, but I never knew what I envisioned in my head. And then you go, and I don't know, I'm very happy to have lived there. It's such a nice country and very healthy. You bike everywhere, which sounds
nice.
It's so nice. Just, yeah. To be in a group of like 20 people and bike at night, like to go somewhere, is just really fun.
And then you decided to come to the U.S. To Lafayette College.
Yeah, so in my head, I'd always kind of envisioned the U.S. college dream. Also because I never really saw myself living in the United States at any point in my life aside from when I was here for college. And because my dad's American, I did want to experience life in the U.S. So I had a college counselor, and he recommended a number of small liberal arts schools, and Lafayette was one of them. And then I was I came during summer, and then I was invited for a marquee fellows thing. And then I enjoyed like both the times that I came. And I don't know, people always have like, oh, you have to like feel the school, and I really liked it when I was here. And then I ended up picking Lafayette.
And you wanted to spend some time, you know, because your dad is from here.
Yeah.
I'll probably ask more about that later because he's from Staten Island. I'm from Queens. But and you came here, and then freshman, did you enjoy freshman year? Did you enjoy this last semester? Because it's been three semesters here.
Yeah, I mean, I think freshman year was a lot of adjusting. At first, I think I was in denial of the culture shock because I think there's like these stereotypes almost of what culture shock should feel like and what culture shock mm-hmm. is. And I didn't have like the typical like, oh, I'm eating a waffle for the first time and stuff like that. I don't know. But like I think for me it was much more implicit, but I felt with how I was able to connect with people was very difficult. And I had a hard time at first, but now I think I've come to peace with what Lafayette is and what the student body is and stuff like that, and accepting that, and then making my own friends and really like seeking those friends that make you feel happy and stuff. I think has been very good for me.
And you moved into McKelvey sort of you didn't say this, but sort of searching for that intellectual space. And
yeah, no, for sure. I mean, last year some of the events I liked the most were the ones where I went to talks after class and people just stay and talk for a long time, or even class discussions. I find those so fun, and having a space where you can do that weekly and even outside of those conversations that are structured, just people that you see in the house are always willing to have conversations like those, and it's a very nice community to be a part of.
Yeah, it's got good people. And yeah. You met Comedy.
Yeah.
Who introduced us. Hello, Comedy.
Hi.
If she's listening, good luck on your thesis presentation. And Khadijah, another member of the house presenting. Isn't Brad? I think Brad is also presenting during that.
Well, good luck to everyone.
To all of McKelvey presenting.
Yeah.
But you're happy you moved there. Your roommate is Lulu.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. Recently, we've been hanging out much more often, and it's nice. Yeah.
And she's very funny. She tells very funny stories.
Yeah, she's very. I always tell her she entertains me. I really like being her roommate. Yeah. And we connect on our level of cleanliness. We're both told ourselves at first like, oh, the room's gonna be so organized. At least we get
along. I feel like I didn't even know Lulu was unorganized, but you could tell like a little bit. So I understand that.
Yeah.
And so why don't we go to your next song? So you said the next song is not going to be Spanish.
No, this is going to be my Spanish break. And I'm so Saeed, one of my best friends here. Today especially, I don't know, I want to make him happy. So I'm going to play the song Pull Up, which he loves. He always sings. And he's the one that introduced me to Nigerian music. And he loves this song. So in his honor, I thought I would play this one song.
In your honor, Saeed, you're welcome. Here we go, pull up. Mama.
tell him I'm pull up. Tell him I'm pull up. If you wanna pull up, and if you wanna pull up, better make you shoot us. And if you're gonna shoot us, better make you kill us. Cause all my man ready, all my man ready. And it can get messy, she could get messy. You answer when you see me, cause me no right message. My nigga get Luca, my nigga get my city. I'm Rasta Bega Bego, Rasta Bega Bego. Focus on me, pray me, no one trouble for me, hey yo. Me don't wanna test us, when I show you what I made up. Only man I perish when I'm looking in a mirror. Rasta Bega Bego, Rasta Bega Bego. Focus on me, pray me, no one trouble for me, hey yo. I'm coming from the city, really hit it, be like hello. Only man I perish when I'm looking in a mirror. Niggas money like a fururu. Spending money on a kukururu. You never see me with a lululu shoe. I'm so hard, I got them in my own door. No that man a killer. Go to bed and lay up in my chest like a gorilla. Come into your speaker, let's get into my arena. When I put them on my mama, but you never have that never. Why you wanna hate more? I know you only get a break. Every other day go for the cheese. For the cheese, just a nigga tryna eat.
Okay, say they wanna pull up. Let's see, nigga, hold up. Saying it right now, but chick, I'm on swole up. Okay, can we roll up? Ready like a rollout. Looking super sweet, I know your body can't soak up. Okay, now to pull out when I pull up, and you know that we arrive. So my left, I've been the one who told you never not to try. Frank Amula, when I dribble and I shoot you, it's on sight. Would you please give me the light? No my shots till I die.
What's up, beg, I beg you. Focus on me, make me no more trouble for me, hello. I'm coming from the skiddy where the hitty be like hello. Only man I care is when I'm looking in the mirror. What's up, beg, I beg you. What's up, beg, I beg you. Focus on me, make me no more trouble for me, hello. I'm coming from the skiddy where the hitty be like hello. Only man I care is when I'm looking in the mirror. Niggas funny like a fururu. Spending money on a kukururu. You never see me with a lululu shoe. I'm so hard, I got them in my own door.
Yeah, yeah. Send a pretty boy, pull up in a Porsche. Even when no money, they still fall like a reporter. All this birthday today, y'all need talkers like reporter. Say my uncle, make it to me, hit that nigga wanna hear pimpy. Big man, when I move pimpy. Wake up, then I see my lip tea. Fine, guess you wanna big tea. Pimpy, me no wanna hear pimpy. Big man, when I move pimpy. Wake up, then I see my lip tea. Fine, guess you wanna big tea. Pimpy.
Tell him I'm pull off, tell him I'm pull off. Tell him I'm pull up, if you wanna pull up. And if you wanna pull up, better make you shoot us. And if you're gonna shoot us, better make you kill us. Cause all my man ready, all my man ready. And it can get messy, she could get messy. You answer when you see me, cause me no right message. My nigga get Luca, my nigga get my city.
Okay, you said it. I see nigga hold up. Saying you right now, man, chick, I'm on swole up. Okay, can we roll up? Ready like a rollout. Looking super sweet, I know your body can't soak up.
And we're back with 200 High Street with Victoria as the guest and me filling in. So that was Pull Up.
Yeah, I guess if anyone's ever wondering what Saeed's singing when he's walking around, that's it.
And Saeed, you better be listening to the recording because we know you're in a meeting right now. I have a class with Saeed. Sometimes he does not show up a lot of the time. but when he does, we sit next to each other, and we look at each other really confused because we don't know what's going on.
What class is this?
Algorithms.
Fun.
It's sort of random that he does computer science, because I know he really is into the government stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe his parents want him to do it, I don't know.
I think it's also just like a practical kind of major mm-hmm. to have on the side.
Yeah. But he is so good at the government stuff, though.
He is.
Like the speech and debate, he's ridiculous at it. Anyway, so your dad is from Staten Island.
Yes.
And he's Italian, right?
Yes. So my great-great-great-grandparents emigrated here from Italy. That's why I have the Italian last name. And then they lived in Staten Island. And now my grandma's recently moved back to Staten Island. So now when we go see her, my dad feels like he's back at his roots and stuff.
And when did he learn Spanish?
So my mom came here she'd always wanted to come to the U.S., so she saved up money, and then she came, and they met through, like, a mutual friend at a Halloween party, and I honestly don't know how they communicated to this day, because my dad didn't speak Spanish, and we always joke about it the first time. So the first time my dad went to Spain was with my mom, and, like, they were, at my grandma's house, and my dad had no idea, like, that they were talking about him in front of him.
Oh my God.
He learned Spanish as he had a job in Spain and just like taking lessons and stuff like that. And since he went to Spain, he's loved living there and hasn't lived here since.
And does he, does he speak Italian?
No.
Yeah, I was like, going to say, I'd be shocked if he did.
He kind of used to, and he can understand some of it. He's very good at languages, but he has lost the Italian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you go with it. So now that your grandma has moved, and where did she live before moving back to Staten Island?
She had a house in Florida, like in the whole people community. Yeah. I don't know what to call it.
Boca Raton?
No.
That's the old Jews. Those are my people, but I don't have any family there. But
all the girls from my summer camp were from Boca. And then she had a house in the Poconos, like a summer house, and that's where we would spend our summers with her there.
But
then
it got far from here.
Yeah, no, and then she sold Florida, and the Poconos is freezing in the wintertime. Like, it's bad. So then Staten Island seemed like a good place to go back to.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. And then, and you visit her. How often do you visit her?
I spend the summer with her, actually. And we've seen each other like 2 or 3 times this semester. So I see her every so often. We eat. And then she always kind of drives me to the airport, which is very nice of her. Yeah. So thank you. And yeah.
And you, do you go to the rest of New York?
Yeah, I mean, my job this summer was in New York City, so I was
commuting
every day. That was a long commute. It was in Manhattan.
Yeah, where in Manhattan? What was it? What was your job?
Oh, I was an intern at the Queen Sophia Spanish Institute. So that was exciting. I was on Madison Avenue.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, that means you had to probably go uptown, what, in like a number?
Yeah, it took me like 2 hours to get there.
And you had to take a ferry?
It's closer to go from Lafayette to my job than it is from Staten Island to my job, because I've done it since, and it's crazy to me.
I went to school in Manhattan. People from Staten Island commuted, and it was like, why?
Yeah, no, it's far, because I have to take the ferry. Yeah.
The ferry is like, what, 30 minutes in itself?
Yeah, and then I had to take the bus to the ferry, and then 2 subways to get up. It was fun.
And did you enjoy your summer job?
I did. I really liked it. And my bosses were really nice. And we still stay in touch and everything. Hopefully, I'll be meeting the Spanish queen this coming week. Yeah, so that's exciting.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because she's one of the... At one point, then the institute changed from the Spanish Institute to the Queen Sophia Spanish Institute. So she's like a big funder.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully...
So you're going to go?
They're having a luncheon and she's attending. And I've been asked to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go back for that?
Yeah, it's this next coming Thursday or something like that.
Oh my God.
Hopefully.
Meet the queen.
My dad wants me to say that he can speak some Italian. And he ended up moving to Brooklyn of the commute, which is
Where did he if you're gonna know, but where did he live in Brooklyn?
Oh wow, that's a good. He's told me this multiple times, and we visited his old apartment because he still has it and he rents it out. It was a good buy at the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So.
Well, my dad he's listening.
My dad. Yeah. Yeah.
So my dad is from Mill Basin.
Yeah.
Most of my family before my dad is from Midwood. My uncle lived in Carroll Gardens in the 90s. Well, he lived in Red Hook. It used to be called Red Hook. Then it turned into Carroll Gardens. Then he lived in Midwood, then he lived in Ditmas Park, and then it was too expensive and he left.
He lived in Flatbush.
That's right near where my great aunt, who passed away a few years ago, she was like 89. She had a house in Flatbush, Midwood, like sort of on the border. So yeah, I have a bunch of friends in Flatbush because they go to Brooklyn College. Which is Flatbush, so.
Yeah.
Oh wow, there's a big Jewish community in Flatbush. But I'm not as Jewish as them. If you're going to say you're not as Spanish as people grew up with, I guess I would say that.
Yeah.
Even though you might meet the queen, you're working for Spain. It's so interesting being like a transplant.
Yeah.
And it's like not feeling Spanish enough, even though you are so Spanish. Exactly. And you're doing so many Spanish things where you go. So
it's true. It's because you come here and, I mean, I don't feel American, so I feel so much more Spanish, but then... I realize it's kind of like a distilled Spanish. At the end of the day, my dad's also American, so I had the mix of both kind of cultures growing up. And then when you go home, that's when I'm like, oh, I'm really not that Spanish.
But you're gonna you're gonna be in an event with the Queen of Spain.
Yeah, no, that's
really Spanish.
Yeah, that is. No, that'll be exciting. I have to touch up my Spanish skills. Yeah.
Well, that's funny that he lived in Flap and he commuted to Manhattan.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he still owns the apartment there.
Yeah. He's hoping that maybe one day me or my brother will move in. but we have to pay rent, he said.
No, no. Well, maybe it's, maybe, well, I mean, I have friends that live in Flatbush. Maybe he rents to them.
Oh.
That would be a real coincidence. That'd be on Bedford Avenue.
Yeah.
I would assume probably not, that would be really crazy. What's he saying? Did he say?
Oh, I got it wrong. He didn't commute to Manhattan. He worked in, wow, I'm so sorry, family. I really, we need more family history lessons.
But it was an easier commute from than Staten Island in Brooklyn.
For sure.
That you got right.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And you didn't know the neighborhood, but there are like 40 neighborhoods in New York.
And I've only been there like two times, so my defense.
No, it's not your fault. I mean, I know so much about this. My family, I grew up there. I have a million friends there.
One
so.
Day we can all meet up there. You, me, Lulu. Yes. We can have a little.
Oh, my God. Because when me and Lulu get in the room together, it's like crazy. Honestly, we're lucky I wasn't on her McKelvey show because it would have been all about New York. I mean, on yours, I talked about New York for what? It's been like 10 minutes.
It's okay. It's fine. Yeah. It's a great city.
Imagine with Lulu.
Yeah, no. You wouldn't listen to a single song.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of songs, so what song do you want to play next?
Okay, I'm going to play now so every time someone asks me like, "Oh, what's a Spanish song?" I always play this song because it's like the epitome of my favorite Spanish song, and growing up I would always sing and dance to it. Like I have an image of me just like dancing crazy to it. It's a very dramatic song, but I like it. It's Cobarde by Bustamante.
Cobarde?
Yeah.
Bustamante.
Yeah. Well, I hope this is the right version.
Escribo desde la distancia, no busco tu perdón. Entiendo que no entiendas nada, porque me fui sin más, sin decirte adiós. No fui capaz de hacerle frente a la realidad. Solas cara a cara y contarte toda, toda la verdad. Cobarde, he sido tan cobarde por vender tus besos. Cobarde, he sido tan cobarde por refugiarme así en mi soledad. Cobarde, por no ser sincero, por no luchar por lo que yo más quiero. Cobarde, he sido
So that was Corbarde?
By Bustamante, yeah. I would always listen to that when I was little. It's, he's talking about how like he was too much of a coward to do anything when he really like loved her, and now it's too late and he let her go. And so it's very, very dramatic. But it's a good song.
But very upbeat.
Yeah, right? Like you wouldn't think it's as upsetting as it is.
Yeah. And it still did sound really Greek. Oh, there's that that smelly thing going on. It did sound really Greek. There's something about it that sounds really Greek. I mean, it's something about it. It's Europe, you know, it's Europe, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I only know like some Spanish pop music, so it's
we'll work our way into that.
Yeah.
That'll be my next songs.
So you're studying abroad. And you're an IA major. Mm-hmm. And you're going to come back from that. You're going to have 2 years here.
Yeah. And, well, I think part of the reason I wanted to go in the spring was because since I still don't know what I want to major in, I was like, then I can come back, be almost done with IA. I think I have like 3 courses left when I come back.
Oh, wow.
And then I can just kind of focus on either taking other things that I'd like, delving deeper into IA, or just going into a different major and seeing what, yeah.
And would you think of graduating early if you finished that early?
Well, I actually hadn't thought about that. I don't know if I would. I feel like maybe a semester early, but at the end of the day, I think part of still like I think I enjoy all the clubs and stuff I'm a part of and everything, and like I want to stay for those things.
Mm-hmm. If I had asked you that 3 months ago, what do you think you would have said?
I probably would have said the same answer. I think I love learning. I'm a huge nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the semester, you're having a harder time adjusting.
Yeah, no, the beginning of the semester was, very tiring. I feel like, I mean, taking 5 classes, well, I guess it threw me off, like my homework balance. And then organizing international education, we just completely destroyed any sleeping routine that I had.
Had like very little of.
Yeah, exactly. So, but now we've worked our way up, and now I've been sleeping much, much more. I feel like I'm forgetting something because I have free time, and I'm not used to it, but oh well.
So that's really good. So that this has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I remember comedy, she was worried about you.
Yeah. Well. No. And now my parents that are listening, no need to worry anymore.
It's very good. I mean, this is sophomore year is in some ways harder than freshman year. It's like you sort of feel stuck in it. Yeah. Like the end is not in sight.
Yeah, and also there's like many big decisions that have to be made. Because you can be exploring your majors. Now it's like you start having to really make the decision. But I kind of wasted. You never really waste a year. But like I didn't take classes that necessarily like propelled me forward. So I'm kind of behind if I did want to do something new. And it just can become very frustrating. Because it's like decisions you made, but they kind of like screw you over at the same time. But they don't.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing for me. Like, I was going to be a math major. I really wanted to do statistics. They didn't have that here. I talked to a bunch of people. I really hated the math classes I was in. And then at the last second, when I was your year, I would talk to somebody because I really did not want to be a math major. But I was so far ahead with it at that point that it made sense that he told me, just be a math major, but try out computer science. And if he didn't tell me that, I would have still been very confused.
Yeah. And also professors, like, sometimes they won't be objective. They kind of try to drag you into their major, which also makes the decision-making really difficult because you don't know which one you truly should, like, what discipline.
Seriously. And I was lucky that someone told me, try this, and maybe you'll like it more.
Yeah.
Because, exactly, they're all partisan. They want you. And I understand, working at the radio station, like, we don't have that many freshmen and sophomores on the board. And, we sort of need them to keep the station running, so I understand why professors do that, because they need those people. They need the effort, so I understand why they do it. But it's sometimes it's very frustrating for us, and it's like we come here, it's like we have to pay for
that
when it's like they're not helping us necessarily all the time. It's rare that there are only like a handful of professors that really will look out for you and try to steer you in the right direction regardless of what their background is. And it's weird because sophomore year, like, for me felt in some ways like a wasted year. Like you're saying, like you said, like, oh, I'm already ahead, what, how is this already a decision I made? Like, but I'm only a sophomore, I can't start again now. Can I but in some ways also I learned a lot from that, that it was actually very useful. So it's just maybe another way to think about it.
Yeah, no, it's true
for you. You want to play, so you said you're going to do Spanish pop song next?
Yes. well, pop in quotes. I guess I'll play La Cintura by Álvaro Soler. This is, well, when my friend came to visit me, she's my best friend. She like we watched this Instagram video of this, like, because in Spain, Instagram's, at least in Barcelona, Instagram's so big, like you can be a Barcelona famous Instagrammer thing. And so there's this one person, and like he posted a video with dancing with his little cousin, and she showed me the song, and now I always think of her when I hear the song. And so yeah, it's a good song.
La Cintura.
Yeah.
Álvaro Soler.
Yep.
I was working on my accent.
Very nice.
Spanish 103 this semester. I've learned like nothing. This is all from middle school and high school. So thank you, Miss Valentin, Senora Valentin. Her daughter actually went to school here, my high school Spanish teacher.
Really?
Yeah, because we went to the same school, me and her daughter.
Oh, wow.
And then we both came on posse. She was also posse. That's it's very cool. Sweet. Yeah. Anyway, so La Cintura, Álvaro Soler.
Cada día cuando levanta, brilla como el sol. Su vestido de seda calienta mi corazón, como en una novela en la televisión. Me acerco a ti, bailemos, juguemos, acércate, porque mi cintura necesita tu ayuda.
Okay, we're back with 200 High Street. So that was Álvaro Soler. So that was your song. Explain that song again. So your friend.
Oh, yeah, my friend showed it to me, and I texted her this morning too. It was like recommendations, and mm-hmm. This is one. So here we are.
So that's keeping up with current Spanish music.
Yeah.
Interesting. So she's your plug for...
Essentially, every time I go, she's always like, do you not know this song? And I'm like, no. But I'm trying to keep it to only Spanish songs. There's a lot of reggaeton, as I was telling you before, that mm-hmm. I love, but I'm keeping it to Spain today. Maybe one day in the future. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're trying to say where you know where you're from. Yeah. So you went on the Senegal trip last year during the interim.
Yeah.
A trip that me and Professor Gosh Garin are both going on.
Oh, I'm so excited for you guys, honestly. We've already talked about this, but so many just like stories from there, and it's mm-hmm. honestly just such a fun trip. Like the people you meet, I think it's just a matter of kind of being willing to just like go beyond like the classes and just mm-hmm. really just going out and like enjoying the people, enjoying the fact that you're there and making the most of it.
And your French is pretty good.
So the first day, I was flying by myself because I was going from Holland, not from the US, and my suitcase got lost. So within like my first 10 minutes of being there, I was forced to use my French and figure out where my luggage was. It never came, but it made it to my house like 3 months later. So from that day, like I kind of just had to accept the fact that like I might make mistakes, and I kind of just laughed about my own French and my own incompetencies with it. But like by the end of the trip, I felt like I could speak without a problem. I could understand everything. So
did you ever take a French class?
Yeah I've been studying. It's part of the reason I wanted to go. I wanted to practice my French. Mm-hmm. And I've been taking it for it's like 4 years, 5 years.
Oh wow.
And I mean, because I speak Spanish and Catalan, I mean, my dad always says I didn't really mm-hmm. learn. It wasn't that hard for me to learn it, but like, I still, I don't know. I like being able to speak it. I feel like it helped me make more friends and be more immersed during the trip.
And just in general.
Yeah.
And especially if you go more places in France, but also in Africa, different countries.
Yeah.
Because France is so popular because of the history, sad history of colonization. But it does mean French is an important language.
Yeah.
So you were saying you recommend us going and just meeting random people.
Yeah, that's my number one tip is first night, just go outside and just like engage with the locals. Mm-hmm. If you're staying at the same hotel, there's like a little bar thing.
It's Brazilian, right?
Oh, yeah. There's like the Brazilian restaurant. We had pizza there one night. No, there's something even closer than the Brazilian restaurant. Wow. Like legit, you walk down and like to your, well, it depends on what side, but to your left or to your right, it's like right there. It's called Black and White. And there's a lot of people just like hang out there. And so we became friends with this kid called Taco. And well, actually he called him his brother, but I think they were cousins. The reason we like kind of trusted them is because he was telling me about how he sells just like random like shoes and sweaters and stuff in Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
And he lived in an area really close to where I live.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, wow. And he knew all these things. So then I guess it instantly created this kind of like bond of you can trust us, and we can trust you kind of thing. Everyone's really friendly there.
So you're saying if we meet people, we should ask if they know you, Fatima.
Yeah. I mean, Taco proposed to Fatima, so I think he'll remember
her. Really? I mean, if we meet someone named Taco, we'll know that you're...
Yeah.
I mean, how many Senegalese tacos are there?
Exactly. His name's Ahma Samba, I think. It's his birthday today, actually.
Oh, happy birthday, Ahma.
Yeah, so hopefully you'll meet them. It'll be fun.
And the reason I was like, damn, the Brazilian place is because Wendy told me the Brazilian place is owned by Brazilian Lebanese Jews.
Oh, wow.
So, I, of course, I got excited about other... Somehow we're staying in a hotel. There's some Jewish connection for me to make.
Wow, that'll be fun. No, that was a cool restaurant, too. It's like, well, you're going to have pizza there probably like a couple of times. We did. And it doesn't taste like U.S. pizza, really, but like it's still pizza. It's interesting. I'm curious to see what you say.
What about it? Does it taste like Italian pizza?
No.
Spanish pizza?
Senegalese pizza. In its own way.
No, because maybe there's a... I don't know. I know. I trust that it's American pizza is the same. It's like American Chinese food, American.
Yeah,
it's different.
It is. It's still like... pizza, right? You think Italian pizza, but they put their own flavors and twist to it and stuff. It's quite cool.
And it's Brazilian, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And apparently Lebanese also. Yeah. And most importantly to me, Jewish. we'll see. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to have any language...
Hopefully. I'll write you out some useful phrases.
I've been doing the Duolingo, been slacking in the last couple of days. Yeah, no, but it's so dumb. It's like...
Duolingo can be so frustrating. By the end of it, you're just like, oh my God, no.
Why does it keep asking me about a horse? Like, un cheval?
Yeah.
Un chien?
Yeah.
Un chat?
Nice.
And it's like, wow, a cat, a dog, a horse? Great. But it doesn't even tell me the conjugations of verbs.
Yeah, no, you have to, like, work your way up to verse. It's very odd the way. They always start with, like, strawberries, too, and I'm like, that's not what I'm going to be asking on the first day there.
I know. Yeah. And which is, you'd think it would just be, this is what you're asking on the first day there, would be what Duolingo is.
What I did is I installed the French-English dictionary that doesn't require Wi-Fi or anything. So then you could just, because there were keywords I just couldn't remember, so I would just type them in English and I'd just show them my phone.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we have time for one more song.
Okay, we'll finish with Spanish rap. So, Bien Duro by Te Tangana. This is on like the top 50. I really like this song. It's very different to everything we've heard, but it's good.
Okay, Bien Duro.
Tirando billetes de 100 en un culo que no sé de quién. Te quiero, pero yo qué sé. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Tirando billetes de 100 en un culo que no sé de quién. Te quiero, pero yo qué sé. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Paso bien, duro. Duro. Lo paso bien, duro. Duro. Cuando estamos mal, duro. Loco por la chapa cuando se desata. Bótame lo guapa, vengo full de paga. El bicho no se muere hasta que no se mata. Dame este whisky, ya no me hace nada. Llega el madrileño, le cambia la cara. Cuando estoy delante a ti ya no te para. El anda europea y suena más cara. Dame este whisky, ya no me hace nada. Tirando billetes de 100 en un culo que no sé de quién. Te quiero, pero yo qué sé. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Cuando estamos mal. Cuando entro al club, ya no sé quién eres tú. Cuando entro al club, ya no sé quién eres tú. Eso es así. La gente me ve hacerlo y dice, se hace así. Todo lo que he visto me lo dan de free. Pero el Dior que era para ti es dinero que perdí. Eso es así. Me vienen a ofrecer, tengo. Si necesitas algo me puedes pedir. Vamos todos cargados, lento. Nadie quiere un mono parado por aquí. La gente me ve hacerlo y dice, se hace así. Lo que he visto me lo dan de free. Pero el Dior que era para ti es dinero que perdí. Eso es así. Tirando billetes de 100 en un culo que no sé de quién. Te quiero, pero yo qué sé. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Lo paso bien. Duro. Duro. Cuando estamos mal, lo paso bien. Duro.
Todo te daría. Ave María, cuando serás mía, al mismo cielo.